God grace this school tonight and all the instructors in Jesus, students in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. How many of you all were at the health conference? Okay, tell me something you learned. Stand up one at a time, tell me what you learned. Stand up one at a time.
There's only one disease.
There's only one disease, what is it?
Malfunction
cell, okay. Y'all heard her?
Yes, sir.
Very important that you know that now you don't have to fight with a thousand things. They say you have arthritis. You know arthritis come from the same thing that diabetes come from, weak cells.
Yes, sir.
All right? Yes.
And it's caused by toxicity and deficiency in nutrients.
What is toxicity? Poison, you got the word. Now, on those two opening statement, there's a settling factor in whatever you may be dealing with. It's a settling factor. I'm gonna get to y'all in a minute. I'm gonna let some other y'all say something. Let's build this case from Psalm 139, verse 14. It's a case to be built. And 3 John 2. It's a powerful case that ministers, I'm going to teach you something else now, but ministers have to be able to build this case along with the anointing. But you have to let people know what's happening to them, and they have no idea what's happening to them, and they have more confidence in doctors than God. We got to come back that our confidence is in Him.
Yes, sir.
And the more we know, the better off we are. Too many Christians dying ahead of time. Too many sick. Too many are in the hospital. Too many getting old and can't help themselves, which is a disease. That's a disease too. That's a train disease. All right, who else? Stand up. Yes.
Healing is not God's best health is.
Healing is not God's best health is, all right? Why?
Because healing is just for the moment, health is.
Yeah, what's your name?
Autumn.
Where you from?
Boy Shake.
Where you from?
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, all right. I shake y'all up a little bit. I got it. What's your name again?
Autumn.
Autumn?
Yes, sir.
Like the
season.
Yeah, season.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
What's your name, sir?
Walter,
you from World Shakers.
World right? Shakers, yes, sir.
Yeah, all right.
God has given me a disease-free body.
God has given you a disease-free
yes,
body.
Sir. I just messed up and was eating the wrong food.
Yeah, what you gonna do about it?
I done started already.
I know it. I saw you and your wife in the conference.
Yes, sir.
I saw your face, I saw her face. I saw how attentive you all were.
Yes, sir.
And I knew that you all were about to make some changes.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you right now, it may take a little while, but you're going to feel so much better. You're going to defy a lot of things that may have been told to you.
Yes, sir.
It works, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's real. I wouldn't bring it to the body of Christ. God bless you.
Thank you.
Who else? To stand up.
Word of Life Christian Center.
All right.
G-bombs, greens, beans, onions, mushroom, berries, and seeds.
All right. That's a good way for you to remember it. Raw food repairs cells. Because it's live food. Any food cooked is processed food because it robbed the enzymes and minerals and vitamins out of the food. I didn't say you couldn't eat some, but any food cooked
is processed food, because it's the same as processed food. It can't do nothing for you. And so a large salad twice a day will do you good. Its raw materials alive. Okay. G-bomb is a good way to remember. Okay, come on, class. I ain't waste my time. Come on, y'all. I'll call on you. All right?
We create cancer and heart attacks from the food we eat.
Yep. Now, that can go all night long. Any disease, I think it, on the book, is 12,500, and I'm on one. The names have been given for doctors and pharmaceuticals that have something to try to help you. But really, it's not helping you, because it's only dealing with the symptom. In the sixth pathway, medicine is number six, and it's for emergency, for cases like you had a rake, got cut, you got a symptom that come up, and you don't know what it is. It's good to get it checked. But most of the time, their meter's going to come out negative, because their meter don't catch nothing until they show up. It can't tell you it's coming. And so the greatest physician you know is yourself. Study to learn how to take care of yourself. It's so important. Yes.
With that being said, my health is my responsibility.
Your health, now that's a powerful statement. She said her health is her responsibility. And knowing you have to do something, or knowing you have this responsibility, and how to handle this responsibility is two different things. We've been afraid, we've been in the dark, we've been in the, let me say, the ignorance zone when it comes down to nutrition and health. We've come to believe that we have to live with this, but you your own doctor, and you know what to do. It's basically when you're sick, your cells are in a repair deficit. They are not capable of doing what they're designed to do, because we have not given them the right material. Okay? Taste is a robber, is what have been used to rob us, just like the world. Because one man was so concerned, he'd been pastor so long, and I've been pastor a long time. Christians get sick just like sinners.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So we put it on sin.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Now sin do open the door for the enemy.
Yes,
but by the same token, a lot of these people was holy.
Yes, sir.
Living right, decent women, decent men.
Yes.
But they still get cancer and get sick.
Right.
You say, oh man, why that woman? She wasn't eating right. And so a lot of y'all don't want to turn it loose. And it's going to take you a while. I would suggest to you to ask God to give you health wisdom. Write that down. Health wisdom. Health wisdom. And sitting in this class, he's giving it to you right now.
Yes,
okay? Okay? Over a protracted period of time. This is an apostolic message, you know. You got to have a certain grace to teach this, because people get upset, you know, and they think, say, well, I want the Lord. This is the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He want to give you, the Lord wants you to have a long, satisfied life, but you cannot have it if you don't just stop to think about what am I putting in my mouth. And what is it going to do in the long haul?
Yes, sir.
I know about the taste. The taste is going to be a few seconds. Mm, that was good. I've had many of those moments. But I was killing myself.
Yes.
And I thank God, as we become master builders and pioneers, pace setters. It's another word. Would change. What that word would change?
Agents of change.
Agents of We're going to have to be anointed for this.
Yes, sir.
And not only that, we're going to have proof of what we're saying is a reality.
Yes, sir.
It can't fail if you do the right thing. Okay. I mean, when I found out there's only one disease and two causes, wow, it's so simple. Six pathway. I think I was saying nutrition, toxin, psychological, nutrition, toxin, in other words, no do with poison. Psychological is you have to have the right mental understanding of health and who you are. Physical, you have to exercise. I've been on a, what do you call that thing, the jump up thing today? What is it? Yeah, but he called it something else in the small term when you bombed her. I've been up and down that thing today. And then I sat in a sauna for an hour. Now what is doing? Toxicity. Who in here do not know what your lymphatical system is? I knew I went 50, 60 years and didn't know nothing about no doggone lymphatical system. You don't know what it is either? No, it's a sewer system. And it's there to clear your body up. So lymphatical, look it up, lymphatical system. I didn't know nothing about none of that, you know what I'm saying? But when you're jumping around, you start out at one cell, you trillions of cells now. And when you're jumping around, your cells are jumping with you. The man gave the example of having a balloon with water in it, and you keep throwing that balloon down with that water in it, it get longer and longer and longer. And you shake it up and you stir them up, and they can get back to doing what they're supposed to do. On that rebound, I jump on it about 15 minutes. I find out, you almost can find anything out on the internet, how to do it and how to use it. And that sauna, they recommend 15 to 20 minutes. I stay in there an hour a day and I still feel it. It took a little strength from me because you're soaking, you're sweating, you understand? So I might have cut back tomorrow a little bit. But I heard the Ramon Francis, who I'm studying behind now, he's 80 years old. There are some books I might be able to share with you all in the days to come. I just don't know them by memory right now, but I'm studying them now. Old age, that's the biological clock, and there's the chronological clock. And most people go by the chronological clock. They go by, well, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60. No, you go by your biological clock, how you take care of yourself. So physical exercise, I think it's number four. Number five is genes or genetic. I don't know if you have any study in your subconscious about your subconscious. Your subconscious don't think, it just take what you put on it, but it'll carry it out. So your genes the same way. And then medical is last. So you ought to have six now. You have them? Yeah, and those six pathways, those are six highways. You could be going the wrong way or the right way. But if you get on that going the right way with the nutrition number one, and that nutrition is basically, I'm not no medical doctor, but I'm trying to help the body of Christ.
Yes,
and a lot of supplements we take and don't waste a quarter. So, the name slipped me, I'm going to give you the name. Beyond Health. I've heard them talk, they've given them. And I've jumped in a lot of things. Y'all know that I come here and tell you everything I find out, but when I find out something else, I jump over there. Beyond Health, I think, got some of the best supplements out, as I heard a man explain it and give the criteria of it. Then he had some evidence in his own personal life. All right, who next? All right, son.
Medicine must not become a lifestyle.
Medicine must not become a lifestyle. Now, most people have made medicine a lifestyle. And the reason they have is they didn't know what else to do, okay? But you as ministers, in the years to come, in the days now, will know that if you begin to eat right, your health going to change, and your doctor even will see it. Mm-hmm. Make food your lifestyle. Make food your medicine, and medicine is your food. And it's, we're not talking about an overnight thing, you know, because the pill gonna make the numbers go down in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
But you still sick.
Because
it didn't go to the root. Remember Jesus when he cursed that fig tree? Huh? That he didn't want to grow no more? Where he went? To the root. So that's where we got to understand. Don't accept the fact, oh, this running my family, and you know, and I lack this so much. You lack it that much? I just love to eat this so much I can't quit. Well, we'll bury you. I mean, we got to face real facts here. And y'all are students in school, and y'all listen to me. I'm talking to you all too. Nobody ever told me that number. How many? I asked y'all, can y'all find out how many watching on? Nobody. How many, son?
We got 22, sir.
Huh?
We got 22 watching online right now.
That's supposed to be more than that? And they watch different time, though. They got it kind of flexible for them, don't it?
Yes, sir. They can watch it back tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'm going to break that up. They're going to be here at this hour. Tell Leroy Jr. I want to correct that. I want them on the hour of the class going on. No more floating around. They need to be here when I'm talking right now.
Yes, sir.
Some of them might die because they're not here tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, they need to school. You don't get in school. You're getting to get in. Who next? All right, lady right behind you, son.
To restore my health, I have to permit God to restore my soul. Psalms 23:3. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
All right. What's so important about that is the man, the runner of your soul is your mind. And then the emotion is there. Then your conscience is there. And so when he said, beloved, worship of all, then you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. That's important that you have a prosperous soul. If not, fear. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Fear gonna rob you, and you're gonna be, oh, I gotta take all my medicine, I gotta keep taking medicine. I'm gonna take my medicine the rest of my life. That's ignorance going to seed. All right. Go ahead.
There are three things that's involved in our health. Our spirit, soul, and our senses.
All right. Spirit, soul, and senses. I put that in there so you'll know. The physical body, the soul, and the spirit will carry you right on to the supernatural. But if your soul is unlearned, you're going to flow with the pattern that the world have set. And one of the things I say to them Sunday, love not the world and things of the world. And we ask the question, I'm going to do part two next Sunday. If you love me, give me my body back. If you love me, I spoke that vividly to me, if you love me. And I think it had an effect because I received a text that at RAF, a lot of our members used to be at RAF getting chicken and stuff after service. The line, they had nobody in the line.
Wow.
Then the push and stop at another store where they used to go get greasy stuff. And sent me the text, no Word of Life members? Yeah. So that blessed me. That blessed me. Go right ahead.
I must eat different from common people to avoid common diseases.
Wow. Don't anybody can be common. It almost turned out to be comic. Like a comic book, you know, the way we live it. Go ahead.
Nothing tastes as good as health feels.
Say it again.
Nothing tastes as good as health feels.
Nothing tastes as good as health feels. My wife spoke that to me this morning. Dr. Forb had a girl told him that. Go ahead. Keep going.
There's a whole staff on the inside of my body to keep me healthy.
Yep. That's a staff on the inside, trillions of them. You give them the right stuff, and they'll go to work. Amen. Go ahead.
I don't have a right to be sick.
You don't have a right to be sick, no, because you don't belong to yourself. You belong to God. God made it where you be healthy. God gave you health. He wants you to be healthy, but you got to eat. You know, we're dealing with two things. We're dealing with health and wealth. Those two things will release the body of Christ to do what they have to do. Go ahead.
Your body is a machine that knows what to do if you give it the right stuff.
Yep. Your body knows exactly what to do if you give it the right stuff. Now, we didn't know what to give it. And we think, you know, we have thought that we're talking about eating slime or eating something that don't taste good. No, mama just got to go back to the book and learn how to make things taste good. I have a young girl, she in the church, she's a young girl who played the instrument there. She feeds me and my wife all the time. She's making a no chicken soup right now for I could. I usually eat earlier than this hour, but I'll eat a little bit when I go back. Who else? Chantel, are you watching? Who's standing up here saying something? Chantel, you?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Put a mark by their name.
Okay. We should be eating to live, not living to eat.
Yeah, okay. That's a good point. Good point. Changed my life. That statement changed my life right there. I read that book more than one time. I lost so much weight when I read it the first time. I didn't know all the things that I know now. My wife and I have been researching for years and years and years because we have known there's a better way for the body of Christ. We have buried some good people who were not at the age of being buried. And one instructor said this. He's a pastor. He said he know how to comfort people after their loved one died, but he didn't know how to correct the loved one before they died. He didn't know what to tell them. I mean, you know, an older person die, you say it's sort of a celebration, but you start burying people 27 years old and 37 years old. It's a sad, sad deal. All right, go ahead.
Apostle, you said that the Holy Spirit is not sick, which my spirit is not sick.
The Holy Spirit is not sick.
Mm-hmm.
Your spirit is not sick.
Sick.
Correct. 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 Go ahead. That mic must not be on. That mic must not be on. Go ahead. Try it again.
I'm touching Jesus' garment by correcting my diet.
Say it again.
I'm touching Jesus' garment by correcting my diet.
What the first part you said?
I'm touching Jesus' garment by correcting my diet.
I got you now. Yep, exactly right. Yep, yep, yep. Go ahead, son.
Healing and health are divine benefits that were taken away at the curse and paid for at the cross.
Okay. Taken away at the curse, paid for at the cross. Yeah, we've been knowing that, but that's not good enough. You know, it's Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law. We know we're redeemed from the curse of the law, but we try to use scriptures. I'm not talking to you personally, I'm talking to the whole class. We try to use scriptures. We get so scripturalized, and we think we're going to pray and fast, and not fast, pray and confess and eat any doggone thing we want. That's what we thought. That's what we thought. Jesus is going to take care of it. And that's why some of us are sick. Okay? Yeah. Go ahead. Thank you, Young. Go ahead.
I'm not going to let my immune system be a junkie.
I'm not going to let my immune system be a junkie, because if it be a junkie, I'm going to be a junkie. And so ask the Holy Spirit to help you to put the right thing in your body. Now, you got a lot of people to deal with. You got family. You got ignorant Christians to deal with that say the Lord don't take care of me. And the Lord cannot take care of food. Yes, true. Once you learn to do right, yes, sir, and don't do it, you're going to be whipped with many stripes. There's a way that seems right to a man, yes, but the end thereof is death. Okay? I was looking before I left home. On television, they either advertise something to kill you advertising a medicine that will kill you. And so it's just a mess. I mean, they're advertising all the time how to get some medicine or how to get some food. So the two things waiting together, eat the food you need me. And it's been getting by on us, but we have to become intelligent Christians to know that we are fearfully and wonderfully and marvelously made within our soul. We need to know that. That our imagination, something come floating through the air, smell good, and you know how good it tastes, and the enemy will use that imagination, and you got to have a revelation to deal with that imagination and say, no, I'm not eating this today. It is said that this generation is going to have more people die young than ever before if they don't catch this message. They'll never live the age that we've been living in our generation because the diseases are more frequent because the processed food is stepping up its game. They put something I said with Apple. They put that thing with grease dropping off it and chicken jumping off a piece of board. It's falling. Then they got another one that pancake come to the table, go straight to the top. You stack as many as you want. And it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So we as ministers of the gospel going to have to be able to live it and give it to people in this generation. Y'all going to have to be sharp. And y'all got to be sharp. Y'all got to live long and young. Yes. Long is the way. It's talking about living long and young. That old age thing is a taught process. And they think that with age, these diseases just come. They wait till you get a certain age and then they come. No. You've been calling them. So if you change even now, put yourselves in a place that they can repair. You got to repair them first. Any disease can be reversed, and your body is set, if you properly feed it, to resist anything that comes. Go ahead.
The revelation of health dominion has come to the body of Christ now.
Say it again.
The revelation of health dominion has come to the body of Christ now.
The revelation of health has come to the body of Christ. That's exactly right. All right. Go ahead.
I was going to say the same thing, Apostle. Health dominion coming to the body of Christ now. I was going
to
say
that. Health cometh to the body of Christ now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And so why health hadn't come into the body of Christ? You see, they thought it was prayer. Prayer is powerful, you know. But if you burn yourself and you keep putting your hand in the fire, prayer ain't going to stop it. You're going to get burned. Okay, so we got to come to the realization that we got to stop compromising, making excuses, saying, oh, don't put it on me. It's the Lord talking to you. Because we've been dying just like everybody else. We can leave here to, I'll do it too. We'll leave here and go to the hospital. 9 out of 10 rooms are Christian. They can quote scriptures left and right. I've seen people quote scriptures left and right and die. I'm binding, breaking the devil power and then quoting scripture. Lady, quote more scriptures than I quote. I didn't know enough to train them. I know now, so I'm not gonna let this thing keep happening. If the Lord will open my eyes to something. That's why he called me to be an apostle, because this is something to bring to the body of Christ. I'm dying with my scriptures and my prayer. And it looked like God letting me down, but it's something, when you go to that scripture, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous. You see what I'm saying? And we have to know what to do. Go ahead.
Apostle, to eat properly, I'm going to need to be empowered by my spirit, enlightening my soul, exposing the enemy's deception, executing the truth, and make up in my mind to eat properly now, exercise as much as I can, and expect health in my body.
You're exactly right. That is right there. Go ahead, take up.
Don't let taste cut off your race.
Don't let taste cut off your race. You see, now we're fighting a good fight of faith, but we got wisdom. We got to know that. We know that God, Jesus, didn't send no sickness or disease. So why are we having so much of it? And so it's what, you know, you say, well, and stop talking about my diabetes, my high blood pressure, my ain't yours. Let it go. Go ahead. Let it die. Before you die. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. An improper diet is against God's covenant.
You heard that? An improper diet is against God's covenant. And you know, I use Daniel 1:8. Put that in your note. Daniel 1:8. Daniel used the word defile twice. He said, I will not defile myself. And God really blessed me on Sunday. Where you coming from? Where you coming from? Yeah, you. You know who I'm talking to? Home. Huh? Yeah, don't come to my class late no more. I'll put you out. All right, come on. What I was saying? Daniel 1:8. You come from a job? No, you work for Jeremiah. So you couldn't be coming from a job. You don't know what he said? You don't know what to say? What'd you say? But couldn't you, let me ask you one question. Before God, could you have been your own time? Amen. Okay, let's go. See, I'm training him. I'm a little rough on him because I'm training him. Because I know he got great potentials in him. Who I was talking to? I was saying something. Yeah. What's so beautiful when I was preaching Sunday with Daniel 1:8, where Daniel wouldn't defile himself. And the man said, you're going to get me in trouble. And Daniel said, give me 10 days. Those 10 days resonated on me because I believe any person will give this thing 10 days, they'll come to a realization or come to, it might not be a total relief, but their system will be so pleasurable. You might have some signs because you're cutting some stuff back, but I believe that 10 days has something to do with it. And I know in 90 days, if you dealing with something, you ought to fight it with basically raw food and raw fruits and nuts and seed. And then people, I know we've been tantalized so long. I got to fight. I got to deal with it. I have to deal with it. But see, many of y'all have been on diets about weight. Weight's not the problem. Well-being and your body will start coming to the weight to start falling off if you eat properly. See, then you can do the 75-25 after you get your body right. You still can eat something. My wife and I are just eating raw. We'll eat a soup tonight. We've been eating raw a long time. See? All right. Great. You got out here.
Present my body. It's the Lord's. My body is the temple where the Holy Spirit resides in me. I must protect it, honor it, and respect it.
Yep. Yeah, so respect to your body, respect to the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And then it says you present your body to the Lord, your spirit, your body and your spirit to the Lord. Glorify the Lord. All right, come on, son. Deronda, catch it. Catch her or him.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Are we supposed to take any vitamins because we're not eating meat anymore, or supplements?
Supplement, I heard you say you can't do it long. You can do it. I was to talk to you personally. You can do it. You can stay off it, and there's you get your supplements I talked about that earlier. I said beyond health on the internet or YouTube or whatever. And then that's why I was teaching you all about your money, because I don't know how high it is, because I don't know high no more. I just buy, you know what I mean? So you can't calibrate by me, because I'm kind of off on this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I'm kind of off. I'm telling you the truth. I just get it, you know. I don't even look at the price sometimes. I just need you to send me this, you know. Send me 2, 5, 6, or 7 of them, you know. But yes, supplement. If there are some special cases you're dealing with, you can ask questions, and they'll tell you what's the best one, multivitamin. I know you have to have that. B12, no matter what you eat, B12, you got to have it, because most people are scarce on B12. But just don't buy B12 from Walmart and them places. Find out, because a lot of the stuff, they're telling you that, but they don't have all the ingredients that you need. Okay? All right? All right. Great. That's just a question?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll take question 2 for a few minutes. Go on to him. Yeah, go on to him.
Oh, quick testimony. Since I heard the messages and switched to large salads, I've got terrible arthritis. It's gone.
Wow, man.
Completely gone 3 days.
Been gone 3 days.
And then gone no pain.
No. You see that? But it went straight to it. That body, them cells are ready to go. And you're going to see some more. You're going to see some more. You stay on it. You'll see, eat them big salad, big green salad. I got them big bowls I bought. And I eat 2 bowls a day. They don't put no weight. You don't have no calories. You have nutrient. I like the word nutritarian. One of the writers, Joe Foreman, I was following him. I am following him. I read his book, Eat to Live. Nutritarian means someone who is putting the right nutrient in their body. Now, vegetarian, most of them sick, because they eat a whole chocolate cake. They just don't eat animal, you see. So most of them sick. So I want my group to become nutritarian. Yeah, so yeah, you can get them vitamins and stuff you need, but that's a good question. But that's a good report. You got something else?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah.
Perverted appetites.
What did he say?
Are being eaten. Perverted appetites are being eaten, and sickness has taken our dignity.
Yeah, perverted appetite. So all of our appetite, look at me up here. All of y'all are perverted in appetite for a long time. We've been perverted. The whole system been perverted in appetite. And our taste buds are jacked up to kill us. But one writer said to me, it's different in different people, but in about 2 or 3 months, your taste bud would be like the bad stuff, like it had been to the good stuff.
Yes, sir.
See? Oh, sure urges to come to go off the wagon. And you might fall off the wagon, but be not condemned, because right in the second verse of Romans 8, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus is ready to pick you back up. You know, so I don't want to teach with condemnation. I don't want to judge. No, yeah, I'm judging. I forgot I was an apostle. I got a right to judge.
Jesus has rolled the stone away. Health resurrection power is flowing in me now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, is somebody up here? Oh, you got the man there. Take it.
Apostle, you said there is no such thing as incurable diseases.
No such thing. You heard that? No such thing as incurable diseases. Everything can be reversed by putting the right nutrient in your body, exercising, cutting out animal product, leave the sugar alone. Sugar is a cancer carrier. Sugar is the strongest poison that ever been put on the market. Y'all want the whole truth?
Yes, sir.
So help your God. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Stop using the devil as an excuse for ignorance.
Yeah, stop using the devil as an excuse for the church ignorant. We've been having ignorant. For my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Yes, my people are led into captivity because of knowledge. Go ahead, lack of knowledge.
Okay, this is in conjunction with Jeremiah 30:17. You said to pick a few points out of the two scriptures. Jeremiah 30:17 says, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of all thy wounds, saith the Lord, because thou hast called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, who no man seeketh after." And the things that I pulled out of a couple of things that God used the word, "I'll restore health," because he said he's going to heal us because the world thinks that we are a joke. He's going to show himself strong, but it's up to us in order to get our health straight. Then he said that God know that we were going to mess up with our eating, so he gave us some encouragement through his word. Mm-hmm. And God said he will cure the uncurable.
Cure the uncurable. And then they're laughing at Zion now. It's common for Christians, with all the power that we have, all the faith, but we're still sick. And it's up to individuals. This is personal. You have to make a personal, private and public decision. I don't care what you think about me. You go to them wedding reception, they ain't gonna have nothing there. More people are killed at the wedding than at the funeral. Come on.
Stop using the microwave, you're eating the wrong food.
Huh?
Stop using the microwave, you're eating the wrong food.
Yeah. Stop microwaving. And then I'll tell you something else. I told my daughter or my son I wasn't gonna mess with this. But you see that phone? That's microwave. You got that thing in the ear too long? Use that speaker. That thing, I used when that thing first came out, I put that thing in my ears. I was talking to somebody. I felt something was going in me. I ain't had it in my ear. It ain't going in my ear no more. So I had a watch, beautiful watch. Phone watch. I ain't wearing that thing, the little green light on the back of that thing. That stuff going in me. Leroy should not wear it no more. I wear my Rolex. And then I had that phone on much. They're going to find my children to find me, because I ain't messing with it. I ain't messing with it. Go ahead.
It is just childish to eat yourself sick.
It's just childish to eat yourself sick. Grow up.
I know what to do and how to take care of my body. The Holy Spirit is helping me maintain my health. Sickness and disease are under my feet.
Under your feet. You know what to do, right? You going to do it? All right. I'll see you many, many years from today then. Go ahead. Let's go.
Apostle, may I ask a question, sir?
Yes, you may.
Concerning the common sense herbs, are those still okay to use? Or should we just, I heard you mention Beyond Health as a good brand for herbal supplements.
Can you do what?
The common sense herbs, are those okay?
Common sense would
with Mr. Morrow, are those,
they're good.
They're still good to
they're
use?
Good. Okay. They're good. But vitamins, you're talking about, I think Morrow deal particularly with minerals mostly. Yes. Herbs.
Yes, sir.
Both good.
Okay.
Yeah, both
thank
good.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
We must stop appetite control.
We what?
We must stop appetite control.
We must stop appetite what?
Control.
Yeah, don't let your appetite control you. And then after you learn some things, you recognize how to, when your palate gets straight, you'll know how to eat delicious things that is working for you with nutrient in it. Barley green have proven to be a dynamic health assistant. I take it 3 times a day. I'm not telling nobody, get off your medicine. I'm not telling you to stop this. I'm just telling you what can be done. I thought the lady was battling cancer, and she's cancer free now. She's lost weight. She's eating different. It changed her life, she said. And she said to me, Apostle, don't stop. Never stop teaching us. We need to know. But that was encouraging. I'm going to ask people and ask you all to send me letters, things happen like what happened to him. I need to have those letters on file. They help me, but they'll help a lot of other people because I know the Lord is leading me to train the body of Christ in this area. We just don't have it. I've been 4 decades and a half preaching the word and never seen nobody in the body of Christ. I see them lay on hand. I've seen thousands fall out on the floor. I've seen a lot of things. And those anointing work. But I looked up some of the greatest at the lunch table today, some of the greatest people who were doing this, what age they died at, some 169, I won't call their name. But they probably didn't know what we are learning. They had the anointing, but they didn't have the eating wisdom that God has given us to be able to reverse damage. That's so important, reverse it. It's so powerful. That live food is so powerful that when that cell begin to get repaired, it can, and then this, here's another thing. You got trillions of cells in you. If you know how to get one of them right, you're okay. You understand that? Yeah, because to get that one right, you're going to have to eat right. So when you get that one right, all of them are going to get right. That's what I'm saying, all right? Okay, all right, all right. All right, now, let's look for a few moments about the apostles as a master builder or as master builders. I'm going to ask 4 or 5 questions to start. Why is there a jungle of disagreement in the body of Christ? Why is there a jungle of disagreement in the body of Christ? Secondly, what is causing all the immoral failure in ministry? What is causing all the immoral failure in ministry? How could I live in ministry 47 years and didn't have fallen into immorality? Same God, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
How can we correct the massive imitations coming among the body of Christ? Now, I want you to hear this. There's a way to have a blessed ministry in the midst of massive mess time. This lesson will teach you as a minister to function in grace acceleration. How to build your ministry with proper grace on it and under it. The object of this lesson is to learn about the ministry of the apostle by comparing him to an architect. The apostle is a foundational gift. The word says in Ephesians 2:20, the church is built upon the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, at Ephesians 2:20. Ephesians 2:20, let me look back here, I want to see something. I want to make sure you paying attention up in here. Now, here's a key factor. To build means to, number one, construct. Number two, assemble. Number three, join. Number four, mold. M-O-L-D, mold. Form. Create. And erect by following a design or blueprint. Now I'm going to read it to you. I just called the words out, but I'm going to go and read it now. To build means to construct, assemble, join, mold, form, create, and erect by following a design or blueprint. It is important to understand when a building is constructed, the foundation that the structure rests upon must be able, or must be stable and able. We're talking about ministry now, to withstand the total weight of the building. This ministry, my ministry, the ministry God called me, I need a strong foundation of this ministry. I've been going down. The foundation that supports the building must be solidly in place before the building goes up. That's where the problem comes in, where they go trying to start a ministry and do not have a foundation, and the building never comes up. If not, the weight of the building will crush the foundation and the building will collapse. Just like the foundation is important when constructing a building, so too is the foundation important when building Christ's church. Now, that will give you three concepts of the word foundation. The Greek word is T-H-E-M-E. L-I-O-S, T-H-E-M-E-L-I-O-S. The English word foundation is the Greek word. The spelling I gave you just now. The three things is foundation, beginning, and first principle. Foundation, beginning, and first principle. That's what foundation mean in Greek and English. Now, the Holy Spirit uses, listen now, the ascension gifts, the ascension gift of an apostle in the ministry of foundation, beginning, and first principle. Now, why is that so important? Is because we have not had it, and look at the catastrophes or the trouble we've been in. See, it to come to tell you you've been eating wrong for 45 years, a pastor just ain't gonna tell you that. So he lose all his members. It gotta be somebody with an apostolic anointing. Don't care who they lose. Feed the people. There are some people going to receive it, and they're going to change their life, and they're going to be a blessing. All right? Yeah. You got to be strong to deal with stuff that people don't want you to deal with. You know, and God, like I said, God give me the money, and then he come here, they're going to give me the menu. Jesus Christ. See, what time I started? 6:45? Huh? Yeah. So the apostle deal with foundation, beginning, and first principles. I want you to hear that. First principle mean, as a master builder, God give him thing that the other four don't know. You see my point? And it's there for a reason. The apostle is the general. You see, I got to teach it or somebody got to know it.
Yes, sir.
See? They describe, it said, modern ascension gift apostles never violate the spirit and continuity of scripture as they fulfill their go first ministry. Go first ministry. But they don't violate the spirit and the continuity of the scripture. But there's a go first ministry. So here's another statement. Apostles as spiritual architects. Now this scripture is so powerful. These two scriptures. Then take your Bible and open your Bibles to. Because I want you to always remember these two scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 10 and 11. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so clear. And if you want to read some more about it. I know it's got a lot of places you can look. But one of the places I always look is Ephesians 3. Paul talks about this grace and what he revealed to the apostle and the prophet, and that when you're connected as a pastor, you're connected as an evangelist, when you're connected as a teacher, you carry the same anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But don't jump out and say you're an apostle and you ain't never combed nobody's hair yet. You have no evidence. I had a man say to me, why he wanted to get into a room where a man was. He said, I've raised somebody from the dead. I said, God will not do no more with you than he do with me. Shut down. Now, if I wasn't a real apostle, I couldn't tell him that. We had a certain category, a certain way we were doing things. They're supposed to check with me before you go anywhere. I could shut you down in 5 seconds. I'm supposed to be able to shut you down. So I just, if you smart enough to say something, I'm smart enough to say something else. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. No, 1 Corinthians 3, I told you, right? Oh, right. I'm in 15, but it's 3. 3 and 10. 3 and 10. 1 Corinthians 3, 10. There's another one I want you to see too. It is. Well, look what this apostle says here. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder. Do you see that?
Yes,
as a wise architect. As a wise foundation layer. Spiritually.
Yes, mm-hmm.
According to the grace of God which is given unto me. Now, remember all of the fivefold ascension gift that comes up in Ephesians 4:11 are also grace gifts.
Yes,
all right. They are not by might nor by power. It's by his spirit. But God called who he wanted to call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then there are men and women who qualify themselves by doing exactly what God said do. And promotion come. All right? And not men promoting you. Because men done put some men in places they can't have them. According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builder thereon. Now, watch what he says now. But let every man take heed. You just can't jump on this. How you build it there on. For other foundation can't no man lay, then that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man work, some of that stuff works more than other stuff. You know, right? Precious stone works more than stubble. You know, right? Okay. He's trying to tell you two sides. Every man's work should be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man work shall be born, he shall suffer loss. You better watch what you're doing when you're around an apostle. Yeah, watch what you say. I mean, if you're going to be connected. But if you're not going to be connected, be directed. Get on away from them. Because they're laying foundation that God going to honor if they're following God close enough. And you can't build up on them with disrespect and throw anything up on a little piece of wood or something. You know, you're faking and you're not taking in what God trying to, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, trying to train you to be different. The fiber of anointing is different. The fire is different. Are you seeing it? See, I came through the ranks, so I understand what's going on now. I understand that you have to personally pay attention and be mindful how you handle yourself. God permitted you to come to this school. You can be in a lot of theological concept, but in this school, in these classes, it's different. The impact is powerful. It cannot be defeated. Stuff you're learning in this school, you cannot be defeated. You're going to know how to get back up. You knock a righteous man down many times and get right back up if you know what to do. We believe in holiness, sanctification. Ain't no whole teaching in this school. Clean people who love God, who have to stand temptation just like you stand them. Are you following me? So don't take it lightly. Don't take it just for a piece of paper. Some things happening to you here that millions of men and women will never hear, never experience, never see, never taste, never touch. God has designed you to be a sign and a wonder. Impartation in these classes, not just the information, the impartation, information, instruction, inspiration are flowing. Illumination is flowing. So don't just, that's why God, don't just drag in here. This thing is so powerful. You have any idea what caliber of man I am? What time I've spent these 40-something years? How many thousand, 100,000 of hours? With God? Best part of my day is with God every day? These things don't just happen, son. They don't just happen. God ain't just sent you to, you're not just at this school just to be here. You connected for a reason. World Shaker, y'all came through my son, and my son now got it. Y'all connected for a reason. Don't make no difference who you are, where you're from. You're called to be a sign and a wonder. You're not called to talk about I'm reverend. You're called to make something happen. In your own personal life first, and then in the life of your children, and then in the life of whatever ministry God set you in. Yes. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. I want you to see this. On all of this, when I say this, you don't know what kind of matter of man I am. It's a great statement. I'm really an insufficient man. But the sufficiency of his grace. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Look in 1 Corinthians 15:10. Wow. Well, look at the ninth verse. For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle. I just told you that. Because I persecuted the church of God. Sure did. I was a sinner. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Why? But I labor more abundant than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. See it? I see it too. It's 7:51. That's over an hour, isn't it? I thought it's 6:45. Huh? All right. Okay. All right. Get ready to go to your next class. I close. Yep. Amen. One disease. Wow. That's something to know, isn't it?
Yes,
sir. And it's so real. Is it real to you? You know, it's so real, man. It's so real that all the name came up to have something to compare with your prescription. And it does deal with the symptom. I mean, scientifically, they've dealt to deal with the symptom, but Jesus didn't deal with the symptom of that tree. And that's how it is. People don't catch on. They be watching. They think they know what's going on. The disciples ain't know what happened. They said, that tree, hey, that tree you cut. But Jesus said, no, y'all was looking at the limbs. I went to the root. And so that's important that you're being trained to go to the root of the situation. The root of your finances, the root of your health. I mean, tithes, sowing your seed. You see that came with money coming. The seed has, you got the soul. I'm going to get a little strong on about sowing, because if you don't, you know, if you just come and try to steal something, a revelation, the revelation is a sowing revelation. Yes. Oh, y'all know, I mean, we've been doing it for years, but there's a lot of testimonies about finances. People who are out of debt, people who get checks, get raises, like, man, one girl got a crazy raise of me, man. He hadn't know it was God. She got how many, $4,000? What it was? John White, $4,000 a month raise. David got a girl, got $4,000 something, and they give her $137,000 raise. Man, just money just moving, you know. Yeah. All right, class, I'll see y'all next section.